This update brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Agra Valley Services is your provider for better internet and for tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. On May 4th, a routine traffic stop near the M24 and M46 intersection in Tuscola County escalated into a high-speed chase and foot pursuit by multiple law enforcement agencies after a 17-year-old driver with only a permit fled from authorities, culminating in a crash and flight into nearby woods. Trooper Haley Matthews from the Michigan State Police Caro Post attempted to pull over the speeding vehicle, but the driver, a local 17-year-old male, chose to evade authorities instead, sparking a chase. Moments later, the vehicle crashed while turning, prompting the driver to flee into the nearby woods on foot. Law enforcement agencies, including the Caro Police Department, Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, and MSP Caro, swiftly responded, establishing a perimeter around the wooded area. Assisted by K-9 units from MSP K-9-34, and Tuscola County, officers conducted a search through the dense foliage, eventually flushing out the suspect. Upon apprehension, the driver admitted to fleeing because he only possessed a GDL Level 1 permit. The teenager was petitioned to juvenile court and released to his parents. MSP Sergeant Stephen Moore stated, "This was an excellent example of teamwork with our local partners. Great job by all involved." Huron County eagerly anticipates the arrival of Degree Forward, which will unveil its educational initiative at a launch event on Thursday, May 16th, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the DTE Renewable Energy Center in Bad Axe. This event offers residents the chance to explore a flexible and accessible path to higher education. In collaboration with Southern New Hampshire University, SNHU for short, Degree Forward provides Huron County residents with the opportunity to earn associate and bachelor's degrees through an innovative online platform. Emma Shins, one of the program's first enrollees, shares her excitement. "Degree Forward is just what I needed to help me pursue my dreams of getting a bachelor's degree." With a focus on real-world applications and personalized support, Degree Forward empowers learners to navigate higher education on their terms. Danielle North, founder and CEO of Degree Forward, emphasizes the program's accessibility and affordability, with tuition fees set at $2,332 per term before financial aid. For more, visit thumbnet.net. And we'll be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agra Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agra Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
Last weekend, two separate incidents along the Flint River resulted in the tragic loss of two young lives. A 7-year-old boy identified as having special needs drowned near the riverbank after wandering off. Less than 24 hours later, a 6-year-old girl went missing after slipping into the river on Sunday, April 28th. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, speaking to USA Today, recounted the events leading to the girl's disappearance. She and another child slid down a cement bank into the river, with only the older child managing to climb out. Despite immediate search efforts, The murky waters and strong currents hindered rescue operations, prompting the transition to recovery missions. The search involved over 75 to 100 personnel and volunteers daily, supported by specialized dive teams with advanced technology. The tragic conclusion came around 10:15 a.m. on Saturday, May 4th, nearly a week later when the girl's body was recovered just south of the Bellinger Highway Bridge behind McLaren Health System. Sheriff Swanson emphasized caution around waterways, urging residents to prioritize safety measures. Floodwaters have closed some Texas schools after days of heavy rains pummeled the Houston area and left hundreds of people in need of rescue. Authorities say a 4-year-old boy died after being swept away in fast waters after the car he was riding in got stuck. Forecasters expect storms to begin tapering off in southeastern Texas today, but high waters have closed some roads and left residents facing lengthy cleanups in neighborhoods where rising river levels led to weekend evacuation orders. Houston is one of the most flood-prone metro areas in the country. Hurricane Harvey in 2017 dumped historic rainfall that flooded thousands of homes and resulted in more than 60,000 rescues. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the EVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Agra Valley Services is your provider for better internet and for tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. The temperature is currently 58 degrees. Wind speeds are from the east at 7 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 36%.